Welcome to Torah Simach Anach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Samach Beis, Chapter 62. This chapter is dedicated completely to the city of Jerusalem itself. Leman Tzion lo echasheh. For the sake of Tzion, I will not be silent. Uleman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will not be still. Malbim, typical to his commentary, distinguishes between the language in the first and second clauses. Tzion is another name for Jerusalem. Here, when used in conjunction with Yerushalayim, it refers to the temple and the justice and values that emanate from the temple. Hashem, who is speaking in this verse, says he will not be silent until those values and that justice disperse to the entire world. Jerusalem is the whole city and its natural inhabitants. Hashem promises that he will not be still until we are saved and safe in our city. Rav Schwab comments that Tzion and Jerusalem refer not only to the places themselves, but also, like Malbim on the second clause, to their true inhabitants, the Jewish people. It is for their sake that Hashem will not be silent or still. Hashem says that he has sent the prophets to awaken them and to punish them. But as we have spoken about so many times, it is for their own sake, lema'an Tzion, for them, in order that they can repent and become the model nation that they can be. This fits beautifully with the rest of the verse. Ad yetze chanoga tzidka, until her righteousness brilliantly emanates, v'yeshuasa kilapid yivar, and her salvation burns like a torch. Hashem did not leave us alone with things that we perceived as good and things were more difficult to perceive as good until our eternal light shine. V'ra'u goyim tzidkech, nations will see your righteousness, that the Jewish people deserve to be Hashem's chosen nation, v'chol malachim kvodech, and every king your honor, which will now exceed theirs. And back to the city itself, v'koralach shem chadash, and you will be called by a new name, which we will see soon, asher pi Hashem yikevenu, which Hashem himself will bestow, v'hayis ateres tiferes b'yad Hashem. You will be a glorious crown in the hand of Hashem, utznif malucha b'chaf elokayich, and a royal turban in the palm of your God. You will be, Jerusalem, the crown of the earth, its most precious and exalted part, and you will stay in the palm or the hand of Hashem, meaning he will constantly assure that you will never lose that position. Lo ye'amer lach od hazuvah, you will no longer be called the forsaken one, like we saw in chapter 49, that the city was fearful of staying forsaken forever. Ula'artzeich lo ya'amer od shmama, nor will your land be called desolate. Ki lach yikarei chefziba, but you will be called, my desire is in her. Ula'artzeich be'ula, and your land will be espoused, it will be married. Ki chafetz Hashem bach, because Hashem has desire in you. And that is why you will be called Cheftziba, Va'artzeich Tiba'el, and you will be espoused, you will be married. The verse refers to the land as having a husband, which here means inhabited, because the population is the partner of the land. Rav Schwab explains the emphasis on what the city and nation will and will not be called. The negative descriptions will not apply to us anymore. But the Pasuk explains that we won't even be referred to them in the past tense. Right after the Geula, as we saw in previous chapters, the other nations will marvel that a nation as oppressed as ours rose to such greatness. But eventually, everyone will forget that oppression at all, and it will never be referenced. Ki yiv'al bachur besula, yiv'aluch banayich. As a youth marries a virgin, your sons will marry you. Umisos chasan al kala, yasis alayich alokayich. And as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. The marriage between the people of Israel and Jerusalem is described in this sense, that the happiness will be like the marriage of a young man and a virgin, meaning without the pain and scars of divorce, the exile, the inhabitants of the land by other nations who are not fit to be there, all of that will be erased, and the joy will be a joy of freshness and of a young couple marrying for the first time. And this bliss of newness will not fade with time. It will be permanent. The Midrash on this pasuk tells us the Messianic era will last 7,000 years. For it says that Hashem will rejoice over us like a groom over a bride. Just as there are 7 days of rejoicing, Hashem, for whom a day is like 1,000 years, will rejoice in us for 7,000 years. This could mean 7,000 literal human years, or it is possibly metaphorical for some great joy that we cannot yet imagine. And in order to be sure that this return to Jerusalem will happen, Al Chomoseiach Yerushalayim Hifkadeti Shomrim Kol Hayom V'Chol Halayla, Hashem ensures that this will happen by putting upon your walls, Jerusalem, watchmen all day and all night. Tamid lo yechashu, they will never be silent. Hamazkirim es Hashem al dami lachem, those who remind Hashem, do not be silent. These watchmen are either angels, based on the fact that they are there day and night, like only angels could be, or they could be those who mourn for Jerusalem, those who cry for its return. They are the true watchmen, because as the Ibn Ezra points out, it is their tears that will cause the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Va'al titnu damilo, and give him no rest, referring to Hashem. Ad yechonen va'ad yasim es Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz, until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her renowned on earth. The Navi tells the watchman that it is Hashem's bidding to give him no rest, until he returns Jerusalem to his glory. This is a reminder of how we should be yearning for, praying for, crying for the rebuilding of Jerusalem, not only when we are suffering and when we need it to alleviate our pain. We should never cease for a moment to pray for our return to Zion. Nishpa Hashem b'yamino uvizroa uzo. Hashem has sworn by his right hand, by his mighty arm, im etein et deganeich od ma'achal lo'oivayich, I will never give your new grain to your enemies for food. Ve'im yishtuv nechar tirosheich asher yagat bo. Nor will foreigners drink the new wine for which you have labored. We are warned in Vayikra, Chav Vav, Tesvav, and Devarim, Chav Ches, Lamed Gimel, that if we do not keep Hashem's commandments, that our enemies will harvest our produce after we have worked to plant our fields and orchard. This is a promise that will never happen again. Why is this so significant? Ki ma'asvav yochluhu, those who harvest it will eat it. V'hilalu es Hashem, and they will give praise to Hashem. U'mikabtzav yishtuvu b'chatros kodshi, and those who gather it will drink it in my sacred courts. Not only will the crops grown by the Jewish people not be looted by enemies, but they will be used for holiness. This could be a general reference to the physical sustenance of the Jewish people, who use their strength and possessions to serve Hashem, as opposed to the looters who use it only for their own greed and physical satisfaction. Others say that the holiness referenced here is to parts of the crops that were actually brought to Jerusalem to be eaten there and accompanied by songs and praise to Hashem. Either way, the crops will be used for their higher intent. Hashem tells the people to prepare for the redemption and remove all obstacles in their way, for he is coming. Hinei secharo ito ufu'ulaso lefanav. See, his reward is with him. His labor is before him. The redemption comes for two reasons. Secharo ito, reward is with him, to reward the Jewish people for our loyalty to Hashem. But also for a second reason, ufu'ulaso lefanav, his labor is before him. The geula also comes because that is how Hashem's plan comes to fruition. V'karu la'em am kadosh, am hakodesh, geulei Hashem. And they will be called the holy people, the redeemed of Hashem. The Jewish people will be recognized as worthy of being Hashem's nation, like we saw at the beginning of this chapter in verse 2. Lachi kare drusha ir lo ne'ezava, and you, Jerusalem, will be called sought out, a city not abandoned. We will all realize that what seemed like a desolate city for millennia was really always sought after by Hashem. It was never forsaken. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Neshmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.